What a surprise in lockdown. We say right from the word go that you can't make a constitution that involves only the three parties. That's why we rejected Kariba, you know, from the ISO, the Democratic United Front, the NCA, and various civil societies. So this is a logical outcome that the two MDCs, they agreed with us and they said, let's do an outreach program. Then when it came to the drafting program, the MDCs agreed with ZANU-PF that only drafters and lawyers from the political parties will do it. And that is because they are naive. Because you must know these things will remain. ZANU-PF remained true to form. When things came to a head, ZANU-PF is now refused to have consensus. What is the way forward? The way forward is that the MDCs must not capitulate, and they must go back to working with civic society, the trade unions, and everyone.
But is the SADC route an option here?
SADC only got into the action when Changirai and all the other people were beaten up in ISIS, when they'd shown a preparedness to move. SADC is equally made by people like Jacob Zuma, whose police massacred over 34 minors simply for demanding a living wage. What makes you think that Jacob Zuma is going to come up with an intervention that will take us any further? SADC will only be able to move decisively once it realizes that the people of Zimbabwe are not ready to accept the nonsense that ZANU-PF is doing in the constitutional process.